عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، the real object of Ramadan Sharif is to get used to making ibadat. We have to get used to making personal ibadat, lengthening our rakats of namaz, making a lot of tilawat of Quran Sharif. I was speaking to one of my khalas this morning, so she had just come back from Jamaat some time back. They went to Nigeria or something. So they met one old person there who had met the family of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. So that person was telling them that in Ramadan Sharif, when they met the family of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, so the lady is now talking. So one of the ladies from Hazrat Sheikh's family asked these ladies that how much Quran Sharif are you all reading? In Ramadan Sharif, how much Quran Sharif are you all reading? So they said, no, we are trying to read a para a day. Trying to read one para a day. So those ladies from the family of Hazrat Sheikh Rahimahullah, they got shocked. This is such a great month and one para a day. Because those ladies from that home, in Ramadan Sharif, they used to read 18-20 siparas a day with all their cooking and everything, cleaning the house, they didn't have maids and all that, cleaning the house, cooking, everything. They used to read so many paras of Quran Sharif a day in Ramadan Sharif. So we have to, you know, get into that groove of making personal ibadat. So over the years, to get us used to it, used to just staying awake, we used to have different programs and all that. But this year we're not going to have any marathon programs. This year inshallah we'll just have this one program now, and then in the morning one program. So you can program yourself now. You have your program. You program yourself. So if you know Taraweeh now, by the time we finish off, it's 9 o'clock. So you say, no, I'm not going to go home 9 to 10. 9 to 10, I'll sit down in the masjid. I'll read one para Quran Sharif. I'll read some rakats of namaz. I'll make some dua. I'll sit for the program 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Then I'll sleep in the masjid. Make niyat for itikaf. Or I'll go home or whatever it is. And either you make your own tahajjud day at home, your own this thing, or you want to come back to the masjid and join us for that morning program, then you join us for that morning program. So this will only be for the Saturday nights and in the odd nights in Ramadan Sharif. When you come to those odd nights, then we'll see how to work out the program. So this kitab that I have in front of me, it is called Shote Watan, Desire for Home. Desire for home. In other words, desire for the akhirat. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he called this kitab Shoke Watan, Desire for Home. Because he said that is our home, to go back to Jannat. That is our house. We came from Jannat. We need to go back to Jannat. That is our home. So when he wrote this kitab, or the reason why he wrote this kitab is, those of you that are familiar with India, there is a place in UP that is called Muzaffar Nagar. Like how we have provinces. So in UP, UP is one section of India, Gujarat is another section of India. So in UP there is a section that is called Muzaffar Nagar. So in Muzaffar Nagar there was a plague. And this plague was very severe. And it lasted for a very long time. And many people were affected, people lost their lives, etc., etc. So a lot of people now are pareshan, people want to run away, they want to see now, you know, they want to get away somewhere else, and you know, people are upset. People react in different ways, some people get frustrated, some people go into a depression. So Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said that this is only due to our lack of iman, lack of sabr, lack of yaqeen, lack of tawakkul. So he wrote this kitab showing that when afats, when musibats, when plagues, etc. befall us, it's not all that bad. It's not the end of the world, it's not the end of the road. My ustad, Maulana Abdul Rashid Boga, Imam in Mountain Rise Masjid, when we were doing one hadith kitab, Mishkat Sharif, so you come to a certain section in the kitab where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us what were different thawabs we get when we are afflicted with different problems. So Maulana told us when we came to the end of that section, he said that after reading this section, if you are not afflicted with anything in your life, you feel like you're not a true believer. If you got no problems whatsoever in the life, then there's something wrong. Because when you read all those ahadith, then it seems that a believer will be tested. A believer will be tried. And then there's so much of ajr and so much of reward, etc. for his sabr and his patience and his steadfastness. So the first chapter in this kitab, it deals with the reward for illness and hardship. There are so many people around us that are sick. People that are 5-time namazis, and all of a sudden now, just before Ramadan Sharif, they have fallen ill. Somebody got a pinched nerve, somebody pulled some ligaments, somebody got this problem, that problem. Now the person was standing and reading namaz all his life, now all of a sudden he has to sit on a chair. He was looking forward to Ramadan Sharif, now he has to sit on a chair. There is one elderly person, one Abdulaziz Ahmad's father, he had to undergo a bypass. Now when they told him he has to go for a bypass, it was just before Ramadan Sharif. He said, please man, pull it till after Ramadan. I mean Ramadan is coming, man. But then they told him that you can't wait, you have to go, because he just had a heart attack. They told him you can't wait. So there's so many people like that. Imagine what tests people go through. There's a family in Cape Town. Husband and wife and two children. And the children also are retarded. Retarded children. That in itself is such a big test. You know, to have children that are abnormal, children that are not, you know, 100%. That in itself is such a big test. Now just before Ramadan Sharif, their whole house burned down. Whole house. When I'm saying whole house burned down, next morning they had to go and buy clothes. Only what they had on their backs, they ran out of the house with that. Otherwise, nothing. Everything burnt. Next morning now they had to take those two children, keep them somewhere, go and buy clothes for themselves, buy clothes for the children. Now in that week before Ramadan Sharif, now they're looking for a house to rent, to move into somewhere. She's saying now, in all Ramadan preparations we made, or you know, we have to fill our godam, our, what they call, mortuary. We have to fill it up. Everything gone. Everything, all. Imagine what tests people go through. Now what tests we going through? The rand dollar, there's little bit fluctuation. There's some recession. Maybe we had an argument with our wife. The tire got punctured in the car. And we think that the whole world fell down on us. One deal just didn't go through. The whole world fell down on us. So I said, we'll read this section here because presently all around you're only hearing bad news. A lot of people are getting depressed. But there's no reason to get depressed. A mu'min turns any situation into a profitable situation. Any situation is turned into a profitable situation for a believer, for a mu'min. So Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala, who narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,